The next patient is Alfredo Laviosa, last name is L-A-V-I-O-S-A. The first name, A-L-F-R-E-D-O. This is the clinical case of a 59-year-old Puerto Rican male that sustained a abdominal shotgun accident in October of 2022. The patient was in Orlando area, was taken to Oviedo, O-V-I-E-D-O Medical Center. A laparotomy was performed, and the patient was in the hospital for a long period of time. Apparently, he went into acute kidney injury. The patient ended up with an ileostomy in the right lower quadrant. This ileostomy was draining copious amounts of fluid. The patient got dehydrated and developed pre-renal azotemia, was referred to the hospital, and eventually the patient went back to the original surgeon and the reversal of the ileostomy was successfully performed. There was evidence before the reversal of the ileostomy that the serum creatinine was 6 milligrams per deciliter. Yesterday, the patient had a laboratory workup that was done, and the serum creatinine is down to 2.1 milligrams per deciliter, doesn't have hyperkalemia, doesn't have any evidence of metabolic acidosis. Unfortunately, we don't have urine in order to assess the protein creatinine ratio. The patient is feeling better, is having a bowel movement on a daily basis, has been tolerating the diet, is not taking the phosphate binder that was prescribed. The blood pressure has been under control, has not been on antihypertensives. It seems to me that the patient is recovering the kidney function. We have to reevaluate the case frequently until he recovers the kidney function. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient is not taking any blood pressure medications. Today's blood pressure is 130 over 65 with a BMI of 28, a body weight of 165 pounds. And we are going to avoid the administration of antihypertensives at this point. Following number, anemia. This anemia related to the chronic infection and CKD. The patient has some iron deficiency. The primary doctor, who is Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-B-A, referred him to the Florida Cancer Center for management of the anemia. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. The patient is asymptomatic. At this point, we are going to refer we are going to request laboratory workup in about 4 weeks. The telephone number was given to the patient in order to, for him to call us in case that he gets any complication, and we are going to reevaluate in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.